This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The GIFT Nifty is suggesting a weak start. Currently, the implied open is down close to about 75 to 80 points. Now, when we open lower, the Nifty will open closer perhaps to the 19,350 mark. The key level to watch will be the Monday intraday low of 19,257, which coincides with the 50-day moving average of 19,258. So simplistically put, the first level of support will be 19,250. Let's tell you why markets are likely to remain come under pressure. One, US markets had a weak finish. Key US indices were down close to about 1%. This is after Which warned it may downgrade US banks, including JP Morgan. If you remember, earlier this month, Moody had downgraded, but they downgraded some of the smaller banks, some of the regional banks. But now what Fitch is downgrading is that, what Fitch is warning is that their downgrade may even include the large banks like JP Morgan, and that's got the street a bit worried. The dollar index has also surged. It's seen as a safe haven, and the dollar index is well above 103.22 as we currently speak, and this is negative for emerging markets like India in terms of flows. The economic data coming out of China continues to remain weak. So over the last 2 days, we had two data points. One was the retail sales and the other one was industrial sales production. And both of them were disappointing, much lower than what the street was anticipating. So the spate of bad news in terms of economic data from China continues. Consequently, as a reaction to that, PBOC has cut the one-year medium-term loan facility rate to 2.5 versus 2.65%. This is basically a 15 basis points rate cut. Now, this is much more than what we've seen PBOC do in the past. So in the past, they've cut rates. In fact, they'd cut rates very recently, the bank lending rate. But the rate cut has always been restricted to about 10 basis points. So after a very long time, I think since 2009, we've seen a 15 basis points rate cut, the People's Bank of China. But despite that, you've seen the reaction in the Chinese equity indices. The Shanghai index is still down close to about 0.5%, which basically indicates that maybe people believe that this is not going to be enough. This monetary policy action is not going to be enough to help lift China out of this economic weakness. It needs government spending. It needs some fiscal support for our own markets. So that's reason number two. One, US markets are weak, the Fitch downgrade, the dollar index rise. Two, the Chinese market continues to be weak, and that's had an impact on commodities. So crude prices have fallen by nearly 2%. But back home, the big news, the July CPI inflation print, it came out at 5:30 p.m. and this was a shocker. 7.4% on the back of a very sharp rise in vegetable prices. Now, 7.4% is well above the RBI's comfort band of 2 to 6%. And, economists' view post this number is that RBI is going to be in an extended pause period for a long time. Citi is saying that the first rate cut from the Reserve Bank of India perhaps could be in June of 2024 versus their earlier call of April of 2024. So they've pushed it forward. In terms of stocks, ITC will be reacting to a numbers, inline set of numbers, pretty good actually. Cigarette revenue growth of 13%, volume growth of about 9 to 10%. Their gross margins have expanded, the EBITDA margins have come in higher than what the street was anticipating. The swap ratio for the hotels demerger has been announced. You get one hotel shares for 10 shares of ITC, and the hotels business should be listed in the next 15 months. SEBI has barred Puneet Goenka and Subhash Chandra from holding positions of directorship in any of the listed companies, which includes even the merged entity as of now. In IndiGo, that's Interglobe Aviation, expect a very large block deal. What CNBC TV18 learned is that the promoter family, Gangwal, has launched a book to sell up to 4% stake, that's about $450 million, at a floor price, 2,400 rupees per share, at a 5.8% discount. After this stake sale of about 4%, the Gangwal family will still have 25% holding in, they will still have shares worth 25,000 crore worth in the company, but there is going to be a lock-in period for 15 months. Infosys has won a very large deal, 1.5 million euros from the Liberty Group. It's a EU-based telecom company, so that's positive news. It will help Infosys achieve its full-year guidance of you know, 1 to 3.5% revenue that they had earlier spoken about. The question is how much of it is going to be net new and what the margins are. Well, there is a lot to, you know, track and digest, but I hope you had a great holiday and you're all prepped up and revved up for today's trading action. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.